The Torah tells us famously in Devarim Yudches, Tamim Tiyem Hashem Alkacha, you should have a sense of innocence, a sense of honesty with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Hagayim Ha'Ela, because these non-Jews, Asher Atayo Reish Osam, that you'll inherit their land, Al Hama'onanim Be'al HaKosim Yishmu, they listen to superstitions and fortune tellers and people who read crystal balls. This is not for a nice Jewish boy. This is now we don't go listen to such silly people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you something else. We have a Navi, says the Torah. We turn to Nevi'im. We turn to people who can communicate with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through prophecy. And that's how a person who is in a state of doubt, a person who doesn't know what to do in life, a person who has a business decision, a person who has a family decision, so they turn to a Navi, and the Navi will give you an insight and connect you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, giving you that direct line. The Malbim on this pasuk has a striking comment that brings that idea of nevuah nowadays. Let me read you this Malbim. Va'amar ki hagayim al hama'onim ve'alakosim yishmu v'atalokein. The non-Jews have their way, which they listen to superstitious things, magic, those types of things, in order to know what to do in the future. But that's not what we do. V'atalokein. Rotolomar pentisha. You might say, Hello, him yesh lahem imil shol asidus v'dvarim shitzrichim ladas. They have people that they can turn to know what to do in the future. V'atalochein. But what do I have? What do I do when I don't know where to turn and I don't know what to do with my life, with my family, with my business? Nasan l'cha Hashem l'kecha. Hashem has given you something. Shidvarim ha'elu ladas hasha hamutzleches laskecha. If you want something that's going to let you know when it's good to sell, when it's good to buy in the stock market, Mashiyadua goyim, what the non-Jews have, alayday ma'onim v'kosmim, what they have with their tarot card readers and other areas of superstitions, nasan Hashem lach, Hashem has given you something. Sheyadei shetalameit es ha-Torah. Through limud ha-Torah, through learning Torah, hiteir einecha, it will illuminate your eyes, v'sofia eilecha ruach ha-Kodesh. And it will give every individual a level of Ruach HaKodesh. Ladas mal asos ubama tislach. To know what to do and to how to be successful. V'zeshekasav l'chaz nasna, that this is given to you. Shekim mikem echa, shekol echan mikem yada latzliach darko. Every single one of you can know how to be successful in their path. Ulutakein asidosav. And to figure out the future, al pi etzas haTorah, by turning and opening up a sefer and learning Torah. Ve'eich taniach divrei Torah l'shol ma'onanim. And how could you leave the Torah and go ask something else? She'adekach tevata mimcha hatzlacha. That's going to take away the success haTorahit, the Torah success that comes with learning hataluya bach batzmecha, that depends on you and your own learning. Every person can gain an insight, a clarity in how to proceed in life by opening up a sefer, going to a shir, and learning Torah. The Torah, says the Malbim, is what gives a person a sense of what's right and wrong, of the right way to turn. Not necessarily that the learning of the Torah itself is going to speak to you and jump out of you and tell you exactly what to do. But the Limud HaTorah in its own, through engaging in real learning of Torah, gives a person a Ruach HaKodesh, so to speak, an extra insight, an extra ability to discern what's good and what is not so good for them at that time. I once heard from a student of Rav Noach Weinberg that on those occasions where Rav Noach, in his early career, felt that he made the incorrect decision, where something wasn't as successful as he hoped it would be, every single time he stopped what he was doing and he went back to the Beis Medrash for a few months. Whenever he proceeded towards that fork in the road and he needed clarity of the best thing to do, he went back and opened up Nashim Nezikin and he went back to the Beis Medrash to give him clarity. Not because the Gemara itself was going to speak to his answer, but because that learning on its own was going to give him a perspective to make the next decision in life. The Rama writes in his Torah Sa'ola, his book of Machshav, his book of philosophy, in Perek Mem Vav, Ki ein lecha simcha keheter sveikos hachamuros. There is no greater joy in life than relieving a doubt that a person has. That gives a person the greatest joy. The question is, what's so great about relieving the simcha? There's simchas yantiv, and there's shalom bayis. Those are areas of simcha, simcha with your children. What is this joy that comes through relieving a doubt? The pasuk in Tehillim says in Perek Yutes, Pekudei Hashem yishara misamchei lev, mitzvas Hashem bara, meiras einayim. That the learning of Torah, the Pekudei Hashem, the statutes, the laws of the Torah, give a person simcha sachayim, give a person gladness of the heart. The learning of the Torah brings the simcha. I think we can explain it in two ways. The first is that a person who learns Torah, the only real simcha satorah comes, a person who gets a geshmak in learning, is when he's learning a sugya, he's learning a topic where there are sveikos, there are doubts. What's more geshmak? To hear a vort, or to hear a vort that has a good question beforehand? If there's a question in the Gemara, if there's a question in the sugya, you're not sure what to do, and then you learn the sugya, you learn Torah, and it clarifies and gives you a sense of perspective on that topic, so that's Pekudei Hashem Esam Chelev. There's simcha, because as the Rama says, you rectified and fixed a suffix that you had. You had a question, and that gives you the geshmak, because there was a question beforehand. But I think even maybe on a more global and emotional level, we can apply this limud the same way as we said before, applying the lesson of the Malbim. When a person doesn't know what to do, and they have different options in front of him, and a different path to take in life, where can they turn to? There's no Navi nowadays, there's no Urim V'Tumim, we can't go to the Kohen Gadol. But what we can do is go back to the Beis Medrash, learn, clarify our mind, get that Hatzlacha HaTorah Yis, that Hatzlacha of the Torah the Malbim talks about, and that will help relieve the sveikos. That is Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Misam Chelev. Learning Torah Hashem gives Simchas Achayim, because through the Limud HaTorah, it helps deal with those questions that a person has in life. Because it gives that person that Ruach HaKodesh to proceed down the right path. The Shulchan Aruch writes in Yerodei and Kufayin Tes that it's permissible to ask a child Psok Li Psukeich. A person doesn't know what to do. They have a suffix. So as we find in the Midrashim and the Gemara, you ask a child, what pasuk did you learn in yeshiva that day? And that pasuk the child quotes to you, says the Shulchan Aruch, can give you an insight. That turning to the Torah Shebichsav, to the words of the Torah, can give a person an insight of how to proceed with their question. The Taz says that this is relying on a bit of a mini nevuah when the child gives you that pasuk. And the Shach says that according to the Shulchan Aruch, you can act on the pasuk for future events because it's sas nevuah, a little bit of a nevuah coming from this child. The Chidah has a comment in his Shiurei Bracha there in Yeruday, and he cites the Marikash, who says you're allowed to open up a chumash, see the psukim, because the Torah is our life. Ki heim chayein of Aruch Hamenu. And the Pesikta de Rav Kahana says that if they want advice, you should take it from the Torah. Says the Chidah, that's what a person does. The Torah speaks to us, either because the words of the Torah will directly give us clarity, or because the limud ha-Torah, the learning of the Torah, is what gives us the clarity in refining our mind. There's a beautiful comment in the Sefer Tamei Minhagim in Lakutei Inyanim in Os Nun Beis. And he writes that the Baal Shem Tov would use psukim to resolve difficulties. We have such a Masorah from the Vilna Gaon, even though we have no record of the Vilna Gaon ever doing this, but we have a concept of the Goral Hagra. A person opens up a chumash after fasting and doing tshuva for a number of days, and he has a Masorah, Kabbalah, how to do it properly. We're not going to discuss that right now. But a person opens up a Tanakh and flips the pages back and forth, and somehow the words of the Tanakh, of the Torah Shebichsav, we don't do this by Torah Shebaal Peh, we don't do this with the Gemara and Mishnah, only by Torah Shebichsav. The words of the Torah Shebichsav, of the written Torah, speak to us and give us an answer. And he says, this is pshat in the mission of us. Hafochba v'hafochba dukula ba uva sechazeh. You turn the Torah again and again. You want to be sechazeh, you want to have a vision. You want to know what to do in life? You want to know the right path? Turn to the Torah. V'hafoch v'hafoch ba. You turn it over again and again and again, and inside the Torah, there will be an answer for you. Whether the words will jump out and guide you exactly what to do, or just the clarifying and the tahara of a person's mind through the Limud HaTorah will give them that clarity and that perspective to make the right decisions in life. So even though the nations of the world have other places to turn to, Tavim Tiyayim Hashem Lakacha, we turn to the Torah, and that gives us our clarity to know how to proceed in the rest of our life.